USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo was charged Thursday with groping a former aide in Albany's executive mansion. A misdemeanor criminal complaint filed in Albany City Court alleges that Cuomo did intentionally, for no legitimate purposes, forcibly touch aide Brittany Camisso. Cuomo stepped down from governor of the Empire State after numerous women came forward with similar claims. President Biden is hoping to have his social spending package done before next week's global climate summit in the United Kingdom. But his fellow Democrats abandoned plans for a vote on Thursday, leaving the whole platform up in the air. Two bills are waiting on Congress, a bipartisan infrastructure bill at just over $1 trillion, and the partisan Build Back Better plan that's thousands of pages thick. Biden landed in Rome on early Friday for a summit of the G20 major economies, where plans for a global minimum tax will be on the agenda. USA Radio News.
COVID is spiking again, and it's just not clear how to keep your family safe. Fever is the leading symptom of COVID, and the only way to reliably detect it is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Big news from Simply Safe Home Security. Okay. Actually, I think the horns are too much. Yeah, that's better. Big news. The new wireless outdoor security camera is here. Yes, Simply Safe's award-winning home security just got even better, taking whole home protection to a whole new level. Okay, I'm missing the horns. Simply Safe is celebrating this new camera by offering free shipping for a limited time. Visit SimplySafe.com today.
The Biden administration is discussing paying out $450,000 to each illegal migrant family member who was separated at the U.S.-Mexico border under the Trump administration in 2018. The Wall Street Journal broke the story Thursday, saying the Department of Justice, Homeland Security, and Health and Human Services are considering the payments in order to settle lawsuits filed by the ACLU and others on behalf of the illegal immigrants. It should be noted, when a U.S. service member is killed in action, their family receives less money. New reports are exposing Democrat lobbyist Tony Podesta's involvement with the Chinese telecommunications company Huawei. According to documents on Thursday, Podesta was paid $1 million by Huawei to promote them to the Biden administration. The amount is double what Podesta said he had received earlier this month in his third quarter lobbying report. It should also be noted that Podesta played a major role in the Department of Justice bank fraud case against Huawei CFO over the summer. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The COVID-19 vaccine mandate. Pro-mandators say it will protect you, your family, and your neighbors. Folks against the mandate point out natural immunity, a better than 99% survivability rate to the unvaccinated. No matter what side you're on, one thing's for sure. The mandate is costing Americans their jobs.
Some Americans are leaving their jobs because of a coronavirus vaccination requirement. A survey from the Kaiser Family Foundation shows 5% of unvaccinated adults have done so. It comes as the feds are getting ready to roll out a rule that says companies with 100 or more employees have to require vaccination or regular testing for COVID. Allison Williams was a reporter with ESPN. She left the company because they were required her to get a COVID-19 vaccine.
I had to do what was best for my health individually, and I had to consider where my husband and I were at in our family planning. And this wasn't a vaccine that I was comfortable with receiving at this time, given our desires to grow our family. I knew I wasn't at high risk for COVID. I then got COVID. It was a very mild illness for me. So there really was no compelling health reason for me to get this injection. It really just came down to keeping my job. And I want to make it clear, I'm not anti-vax, but yeah, I am absolutely anti-vax.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.